Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all, grateful to be here with you. Thank you for coming on board each and every day, 2 hours plus a day, 6 days a week, robertscottbell.com. And I am pleased to bring a new guest, someone we've never had. I've interviewed like 1,500 people. It's like, where's he been? Dr. Andrew Saul. And boy, oh boy, has he got a lot of stuff going on. He was featured in the documentary film The Vitamin Movie. He's editor-in-chief of Orthomolecular Medicine News Service. He's on the editor. I mean, there's so many things. I can't even begin to go through it all, but I want to welcome him right now to the show. Dr. Andrew Saul, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you. That's a very fine introduction. Appreciate it.
Listen, I appreciate mavericks. Believe me, and maybe if I'm throwing that label at you and you don't wear it, let me know. But just to be able to look at other things than drugs as it relates to health today and have a PhD, that could lead to some derision, some attacks, you know what I'm saying?
Every now and again, yes, just a little tiny bit here and there. The fact is, what used to be garden variety attacks has now become institutionalized bias. And we are at the point where the Orthomolecular Medicine News Service is reporting on early results we have gotten from medical doctors in Chinese hospitals using high-dose vitamin C and having zero fatalities. And we can't get that out there without it being gray-screened or blocked or banned, or the user blocked or banned, or me being blocked or banned or put in Facebook jail, or quoting medical doctors, licensed physicians who are saving lives. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, Dr. Saul, you know, we've featured physicians on here for many years, and there was a couple, you've probably seen them, a couple of ER-type physicians that have emergency rooms out in, I think, Bakersfield, California. And they had the audacity to question the official story coming from the WHO and talked about the danger of wearing masks to the user of the masks and said, you know what, there's a microbiome. We're actually healthier when healthy people interact with one another. And suddenly, physicians, licensed medical doctors were being carted off of the social media. You can't listen to them. They're not telling you what we need to tell you.
Well, I used to tell my clinical nutrition students that when I taught clinical nutrition at a chiropractic college. I'm not a chiropractor, but I've had a lot of time in with alternative practitioners, and chiropractors perhaps still fit that bill in many ways, which is good. And I told my students, if they didn't exactly line up to listen to Linus Pauling, don't expect them to listen to you. So we have only one thing going for us here, and that is, are we saving lives? And that's the bottom line, that's the beginning, that's the end of the day, that's all we need to know. Mm-hmm. And I try to find as many physicians as I can and see who's getting results and copy them. And it so happens that orthomolecular or nutritional physicians seem to be getting spectacularly good results against viruses, against COVID, and they've been getting good results against serious viral illness since the 1930s, when Dr. Klaus Washington Jungblut, a medical doctor at Columbia University, a full professor, in 1935 published on how vitamin C prevented and reversed polio. Now, Jungblut had a series of papers in the 30s. Time magazine did a feature on him in 1939. And whatever happened to using vitamin C against polio? Well, we know what happened. The vaccinations took over, and vitamin C was basically written out the same way that Trotsky was written out of Stalinist history of Russia.
Right. Yeah, it's revising history to fit a narrative that controls the present and the future. And I referenced the medical school training, where in the early part of the 20th century, when you went to medical school, you were just as likely to be going to a homeopathic medical school. And there was naturopathic medical school. And they all competed for, you know, students as well as, well, for clients, patients. And you would allow the success of each, for instance, a given profession to say, this is where I want to go for that. We look back at the history of naturopathy, homeopathy in the midst of Spanish influenza and other fever diseases. We find the mortality rate down near 1% or less compared to 40 to 50% with the allopaths. We're suppressing things using aspirin, experimenting with vaccines, even in the early 20th century, etc. So you're doing a daunting task because it seems that you're focusing, even though we've got this vitamin masterclass coming up that you're going to be teaching, seven parts we'll talk about, but you're actually going into the medical community and saying, hey, there's another way. I'm obviously, as a homeopath, I'm not in there. I'm not licensed to do that. I don't do that. And I'm encouraged that people are trying to bring them a little bit closer to where I would like to be for people, you know, more looking at nutrition and eating better and all of these things, minerals and such. So how have you been able, because I think you're really going deep into the medical literature as well to try and impassion these doctors, say, hey, this isn't just out of the blue I'm saying this, right?
Mm-hmm. It's actually just reading their journals. And the problem now is that physicians don't have the time or the intellectual curiosity or the support or the practical, legal, financial position where they can do this. I am working with physicians all the time who have been using high-dose vitamin therapy for decades and reporting on those that were doing this long before I was born. Dr. Frederick Robert Klenner, an MD, board-certified chest specialist down in North Carolina, was curing viral pneumonia in 72 hours. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a Duke University Medical School graduate, a specialist doctor, who had a lot of experience and published nearly 20 papers in peer-reviewed journals on using extremely high doses of vitamin C. We're talking 40, 50, 60,000 milligrams a day for viral pneumonia and getting good results. Often he used injection, often he used it orally. And then there's Dr. Robert Fulton Cathcart III in California, who in the 70s and 80s and 90s treated over 30,000 patients with severe viral illness, including acute hepatitis and once again pneumonia. And he was using doses up to 200,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. If you post on these two doctors at Facebook, it will be blocked.
It will be
gray screened. It will be called false information and false news. Wikipedia eliminated Cathcart's webpage, his Wikipedia page. Wikipedia eliminated Klenner's historical webpage. So it's come to the point now where if people want to learn something, they can't, because they're being kept from seeing it. The World Health Organization met with Google. They met with Facebook. They met with Amazon. CNBC News reported on this several months ago. And they told them, stop the spread of this information. By golly, that's what they're doing.
Wow. So we're talking about this masterclass coming up May 27th to June 2nd. And we were talking beforehand. And you're like, I can't believe they, whoever helped you produce this is giving it away for free. People can watch this for free. We're going to talk about that. And I don't ask people to just believe what you say or I say. I want people to do the homework and the research. And I think as far as I can see, you're invested in that as well. And we may have differences of perspectives and beliefs about things through our own experience. And that's okay. The thing is, we must exchange ideas and share. Ultimately, I think clinical experience becomes more important than even the peer-reviewed medical literature and double-blind placebo-controlled tests. Because to your point, when we talked before, did the patient live or did they die? I think that matters.
That's what we're doing, and that's what we're going to continue to do. And Vitamin Masterclass focuses on empowering individuals to get this information that their doctors did not get. Because medical doctors go to medical school. They learn medicine. They practice medicine. They have a medical degree. They have a medical license. This is what they do. This is what they know. They know a lot about it. But the average physician has less clinical nutrition education than we had at the chiropractic college that I taught at, where two courses, not 2 hours, but two courses were required. Most doctors will not even have one complete course in nutrition. Many of them will have only a few classroom hours. So you have to learn about nutrition, and the way to do that is to find the doctors that already know it. And these doctors are out there, they have published, and what MasterClass does is save people a lot of time. I spent 44 professional years now going through the literature and finding the good stuff and publishing it. The very first course I taught was in 1976, and it was called Forgotten Research in Medicine. And I'm still doing it. And it's still fun.
Yeah, no, it's great. Now, if we talk about the MasterClass, again, specifically in terms of the audience, right, I have a mix. We have lay people, we have doctors, we have all kinds of professionals as well. Is this something that anybody on the spectrum of learning, from professional to the lay audience to the moms at home saying, hey, I want to learn a little bit more about this, can anybody engage in this and come away with things that are practicable and usable?
I certainly hope so. I have a background in education, not medication, and I have taught every grade there is, from first grade through postdoctoral. And I have found that there are certain principles that apply all through that spectrum. And that is, you have to have something worth learning. One of my mentors told me years ago, you give a course you yourself would sit through. The next thing I learned was, back up your statements. It was described by one professor the way baboons choose a new leader. When a dominant male baboon is challenged by another male baboon, there isn't a fight. Yeah. They simply line up and group behind the baboon they prefer, and it's sort of a vote. So the professor said to me, the point here is when you make a statement, get a lot of baboons to back you up. And the third thing is that I have an appalling or an appealing sense of humor, depending on your point of view. And I bring that in because having taught junior high, having taught every grade, I know that it's important to make this interesting. Now, I think it's inherently interesting. But right now, people are scared. They are scared virtually to death over COVID-19. It is just another virus. It is a nasty virus, but we've had nasty viruses before. The Spanish flu epidemic after the First World War is a good example. The SARS epidemic in the early 2000s, the swine flu epidemic back in the mid-70s. These have all been very, very nasty influenzas. Viruses have always been with us. They always will be. We have to build our own immune system. There isn't a vaccine. There isn't a drug for COVID. There's some ideas, but there's nothing right now that you can actually rely on. The only game in town right now is your immune system. And then, that's why vitamin C works.
Well, and of course, looking to do the things that we talk about here all the time to support the immune response as opposed to suppress it. And I recognize that, you know, some have argued, hey, look out for hyperstimulating immunity. I don't encourage that. I don't think that's necessary either. But the reality is our bodies know what to do when they're in the state of health. We really don't have to intervene much, but what does the body need, right? What does it not need?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Part of this process, arguably, is a toxicological burden on the body. You know, talk about Wuhan, China. We looked at satellite imagery over Wuhan for the year prior to the time this thing broke out. And whether you claim it's a virus or it's opportunistic, you can't live in toxic pollution and not expect your body to relinquish vitamins, minerals, trace elements to protect yourself until they're depleted. And then what? Do you even need a virus? You know, is the point.
That's it.
Yeah.
And vitamin C is not only an antiviral, it's also an antitoxin. So it's a very good way of approaching things. Keep in mind that people who have an overactive immune system or they have some kind of an immune dysfunction disease often are told that if they take vitamin C, it will make their problem worse. That's not true. Dr. Frederick Robert Quinter treated multiple sclerosis, generally regarded as an autoimmune disease, with very high doses of vitamin C and vitamins. And what he found was high-dose nutrition normalizes an immune system. It doesn't hype it up if it's hyped.
Right.
It makes it work properly. And this is what we want.
Yeah, and you mentioned chiropractic. I talk about innate intelligence, right? They speak about the body's ability, of course, vital force and homeopathy. There is a knowledge that's beyond our mental constructs. We couldn't conceive of all the things the body has to do just to keep us going, much less health or restoration of that health. Now, again, acknowledge you're dealing with information that is controversial to some, not to others. And again, there are even disagreements among nutritionally focused researchers, and I'm okay with that. Like I said, I want more information to be exchanged to make decisions and then apply things clinically and go, let's get better and better as we go because we learn from one another. Now, you wouldn't get mad at me, Dr. Andrew Saul, if I say, hey, you know what? I could take micrograms of selenium and achieve what some people are taking grams of C to do. Does that mean I hate vitamin C? No, it just means I've been able to achieve success doing that. It's like, why would we want people to be alive and well?
Well, you'll be pleased to know that the International Society for Orthomolecular Medicine has specifically recommended selenium. In addition to its COVID prevention protocol of 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day in divided doses, which is actually a modest amount, it also recommends 100 micrograms of selenium, 20 milligrams of zinc, 400 milligrams of magnesium, and 2,000 to 5,000 units of vitamin D, as in Doug.
Mm-hmm. And President Trump would be way better off paying attention to this than whatever he's got as a doctor there giving him, if that's true, hydroxychloroquine, without, especially without zinc, because zinc is the key there, as you mentioned, one of those minerals. So there's a lot of learning that needs to happen. But so far, we have not been invited to the table in any White House, to my knowledge. They paid lip service to natural things, but they really don't say, hey, come on in, let's all discuss this and see, like you point out, what's clinically happening out there with the doctors that are renegades that we want to ban and suppress.
Yeah, we almost got it, because the National Institutes of Health invited a colleague of mine, Dr. Richard Cheng, who's a Chinese-American specialist in anti-aging medicine, who is in Carolina, but he happened to be over in China for Chinese New Year visiting his parents when the whole COVID thing blew up. And, of course, he's been obligated to stay there morally, but also physically because of the restrictions. So Dr. Cheng has been working with Xuanglan Peng at a Wuhan hospital and also Enquan Mao at a Shanghai hospital. And both of these doctors have reported success with high-dose vitamin C. In fact, nobody's dying when they give them enough vitamin C. So Dr. Cheng was invited to speak at a National Institutes of Health-sponsored presentation, which he did, and a number of people saw it, and here's what happened. Dr. Cheng did an additional version of this, same slides, and he did a little bit of additional description for the public. And when he put this up on YouTube, they took it down. So he put it up again, they took it down. And if you try to share this, you will get blocked. Now, this is an NIH presentation that's being blocked. And the weird thing is, China blocks Facebook. And yet in China, there's more freedom of information on vitamin C for COVID than in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And I was raised that that just isn't right.
No, it's not. Again, we need freedom. That's how, again, scientific advancements happen, because of freedom of thought, freedom to innovate, not suppression and narrowing of the questioning, the asking of the questions. For goodness sake, that to me, there's a lot of anti-science. People claiming to be pro-science because they say, no, 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 we can't go, we don't even look there. You know what? We just need to ban people from, even if they're doctors. I mean, it becomes, I think, more and more obvious, Dr. Saul, the more they suppress and censor, the more obvious it's like people want to know, what is it they don't want me to know? I think it's going to backfire.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will get back up and running soon, but it will be in a methodical way.
We've been talking about reopening and how we proceed with reopening. It's been different in different regions all across the state. We have criteria all across the state that applies to every region. There is no variance in the criteria region from region. There is no political difference. There is no local differences.
He has also announced that people can gather in groups of 10. The mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, says restaurants can offer curbside service.
We know that this relies on our individual actions to keep our distance from people, to wear a face covering, to wash our hands.
This is USA Radio News. The body of 9-year-old Alejandro Ripley has been found in a Florida canal after his mother reported she was kidnapped. Miami-Dade State's Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle says the boy was not abducted. She says his mother killed him.
The tragic loss of the life of a 9-year-old boy and the loss really of any young life leaves all of us grieving. This boy's senseless death will stay with all of us.
North Texas has been pounded by storms. They've had large hail and tornadoes that are causing severe damage in the area. At least 50 businesses and dozens of homes have been damaged in the town of Bowie on Friday night, but no deaths or significant injuries have been reported. Wichita Falls was hit with hail the size of golf balls. Winds in the area were clocked at 90 miles an hour, causing structural damage in many places. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, it already did, because by the time Google and Facebook and YouTube and the others were censoring me, and the Ortho Molecular Medicine News Service, which will also get you banned if you post that and probably if you read it, by the time that it happened, we had already broken the story out of China at the end of January. So we were several weeks ahead. While they were mobilizing, we were already reporting what doctors were getting. Their preliminary results were so good with vitamin C that we told the world. Now, the public, without any help from the media, indeed with a certain amount of interference from the media, realized that if high-dose intravenous vitamin C will keep a critically ill ICU COVID patient from dying, then maybe it would be a good idea to take modest doses of oral vitamin C for prevention. And in a matter of a few weeks, vitamin C vanished from shelves around the world. It sold out everywhere. And I had people reporting literally from all countries, and they were saying that vitamin C had sold out. The public didn't need to be told this. All you have to do is tell the public the truth. Yeah. And that's the one thing my mother told me years ago when I was a little boy. She said, in wartime, the first thing that goes out the window is truth.
Truth, yes.
And that's what we've got now. We're at war with a tiny little virus that is a coronavirus that is similar to the common cold virus, similar to SARS virus. These things have always been around and always will be. They're going to mutate. They're going to change. Our immune system is how we deal with them. It is an arms race.
Yeah. I might argue that the war is against those who don't want us to know the things we're talking about. Right? Because once we do, we don't have to be at war with viruses at all. We recognize that, you know, even as it's argued now in the frontiers of medical science, that they're exosomes spewing from our own cells, right? And that there's another process and necessity for them that is not necessarily harmful to us.
It's so weird now because there's a disconnect. And here's how bad the disconnect is. The gentleman, the physician who is always on TV, telling us from the NIH that we need to do this and this and the other thing, Dr. Fauci?
Yes.
4 years ago, in 2016, Washingtonian magazine interviewed him, and Dr. Fauci said that he personally takes 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day to help his immune system. I haven't heard him say anything about it recently. The disconnect goes even further. Just very recently, U.S. Senator Charles Schumer from New York State he's come out and said that these quack cures should be stopped, and he lists vitamin C among the things that he thinks are naughty.
Has he ever had an original thought on this front? I mean, most of them are parroting stuff they're being told to say. They're not even
thinking. What gets me here is that Chuck should know better because he's from New York, and New York's Governor Cuomo, his sister-in-law cured herself of COVID with vitamin C. So what I'd like to know, is the senator going to have the governor's sister-in-law arrested?
Yes, please. Yeah, exactly. Call him out.
I hope not.
No, I know. Of course not. But good Lord. Listen, folks, I know we're all over the map in terms of our experience and belief, medical training, non-medical training, nutritional training. And as I said, I urgently request that everybody open up and study more. We've got this extraordinary new event coming up. Well, it's new to us, called the Vitamin Masterclass. Andrew Saul, PhD, my new friend, and he was connected to us through Trevor King, who I want to find out how they connected in a moment. I'm just going to show you again online in the show notes today, robertscottbell.com. There's links to Andrew Saul and the Vitamin Masterclass starting May 27th until June 2nd. It's free, absolutely free to join and learn and do what you want with it. It's going to be amazing. And then if you click on that link, it'll be taken to the actual class where you could submit your email address, and that's it. You'll get the link to be able to participate in it. So, Andrew, how did you connect with my friend Trevor King? Because he's just such a kind-hearted man. He's done so much to help so many through the outreach programs, webinars, and films that he's done over the years.
Well, he found me, and I can tell his story because he's told it on film, so the cat's out of the bag. Trevor was suffering from depression, and he had heard that I had worked with Dr. Abram Hoffer, the Canadian physician who's famous for bringing high-dose niacin therapy to the attention of medicine, including Linus Pauling himself. So Trevor and I were talking, and I mentioned to him that niacin and the B vitamins and some other measures might help him. And he tried it, and they did. So he thought that was pretty interesting, and we decided that it was time to get the word out. Since I am low-tech, and he understands these things very well, we make a pretty good partnership, even though allowing for the fact that he's Irish and I'm a Yankee.
That's good. You can get along. I know. We tease our friends over across the pond, although you can screw up if somebody's in Ireland and call them British. Right? That's a big no-no, right? You make not-so-good friends at that moment. So, yeah.
Well, the nice thing is Trevor's in Northern Ireland, so you can't even make that mistake.
Right. Of course, I could. That's just me. And my wife will yell at me if that happens. I'm just saying. So, let me bring Super Don into the mix. Again, I want to make sure everything's good here. Super D, the links that we have in the show notes today, and we'll, I think, Super Don, you're going to send out an email blast for all of those that subscribe at robertscottbell.com to get the link, just in case you're hearing this later and you don't see it easy. Right. Anything else we should know about the vitamin masterclass from your end?
One thing that people have asked for is a focus on COVID-19. So we have done an additional class on that.
Okay.
But we also talk about things that are not directly related to the news in the moment. We go over the different vitamins. We go over the high-dose therapy. We go over the safety of the vitamins. We go over the research supporting the use of these vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
We go over the different forms of vitamin C, for instance. We go over the different ways to take them, use with children, the elderly, Alzheimer's disease, all kinds of chronic illnesses that are actually working through by having vitamin therapy. An example is niacinamide, a non-flesh form of niacin, has been used on mice to reverse Alzheimer's disease. And the researchers actually said, and this is a direct quote, cognitively, they were cured.
Hmm.
It's like they never had the illness. Now, this is something that has not been on television. There was another series of experiments using niacinamide for multiple sclerosis patients. They also had improvement. So you have this wonderful body of knowledge that's just waiting for people to discover.
Mm.
And my joy is in connecting people with life-saving information. I really enjoy my work. This is a good job.
Dude, you look like you're having a good time, right? And the point is, we love what we do here for that very reason, connecting people information they would have not normally encountered despite obstacles, despite a lot of attempts and actual success at censoring this kind of information, or at least suppressing and reducing it. Would you say there's one particular episode or topic that is more controversial than anything else that you cover in this masterclass?
Oh, it would have to be COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, so, y'all, he's not shying away from it. So if you want to learn other aspects and elements of
yes.
what to do, help others to do. And like I said, I really want to help the physicians that are out there on the front line to step away from a pharmaceutical suppression-only model. And I know that, you know, where I am is way out of their realm. I get that. There's a schism, you know, homeopathic medicine, allopathic medicine. There doesn't have to be. I think there's a way we can work together and help people appropriately. But until we're there, let's give them steps of the way to get there. And I think, Andrew, you're helping a lot of folks to do that.
Well, it's kind of you to say so. I have a tremendous debt, though, to those who have taught me. Dr. Abram Hoffer and Dr. Hugh Reardon and Dr. Robert Cathcart and many other brilliant physicians have shared their knowledge with me,
mm-hmm.
and then I am now passing that on. So I truly do stand on the shoulders of giants. These are doctors who healed patients with vitamins. I don't even argue with people. I don't argue with doctors. I don't argue with the media anymore. When they give me a hard time, all I do is quote doctors, doses, and diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over and over and over. And I say to them, what part of saving patients' lives with nutrition upsets you?
Yes, yes. That's the point here, folks. Some of you may have different opinions about what Dr. Andrew Salas said. That's okay. But bottom line it for me, if you can't get in there and help those patients to survive, why can't we help those that are trying and maybe open to the things that are being discussed here and save their lives? Is that all right? You okay with that? And even if you're not, we're going to do it.
Well, the more they try to shut me up, the more I'm going to keep squawking. Years ago, I got in difficulty with Dr. Stephen Barrett of Quackwatch. He was not happy with what I was doing.
Yeah, under the dictionary of Stephen Barrett, you read the definition of a douchebag. It's very interesting.
Well, Dr. Barrett doesn't fit that description in my mind. I think that he knows a lot about what he knows about, but like most of us, you don't know what you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And I disagree with him. But there was an issue there that was not going very well. And by his challenging me, he actually did me a wonderful service. Because thanks to him, I kept doing more books and more movies and the internet presence and more courses. So I owe Dr. Barrett a tremendous thank you, because yes. if he hadn't been obstructing me, I probably would have gotten bored and just watched reruns of Hogan's Heroes.
That's funny. This is Hogan's Heroes. I remember that show. Super Don, you remember Hogan's Heroes? That goes way back.
Of course.
For us old
Absolutely.
Folks. You know, that's the point of what you brought out, Super Don, just the other day, about studies now saying that by attacking us or our friends, you're actually backfiring if your agenda is to not get people to know about what Dr. Andrew Saul is talking about, the things we talk about. And, of course, they're defeating their own purpose because, as Andrew said, he got more ability to put more books out because they attacked him.
Exactly. Yeah, it backfires on them tremendously, yet they don't stop. And so that's why it then makes me question, what is their real motivation? Hmm. If it's about science, and if the science is showing that when they do these types of attacks, it actually grows the opposition that they're against, then why would they continue to do it? And then I think there's certain people out there, they're not doing it for the reasons they say they're doing it. They're doing it for themselves. Mm-hmm. And they just can't help themselves but to just continuously attack people so that disagree with
them. We thank them for helping Dr. Andrew Saul.
Absolutely. Keep it up.
And I mean that sincerely.
Yep. Yep. Well, they serve their role. Listen, Dr. Saul, I know it's top of the hour and we got to take a break here, but anything that if you left today and you didn't get to say it, you'd be like, man, I'm really mad at that Robert Scott Bell guy. He didn't let me say this. I want you to say it.
Well, I'll tell people this, that my website, DrYourself.com, has been up for 21 years. It's peer-reviewed, easily searchable. Nothing's for sale. I have no financial connection with the supplement industry whatsoever. DrYourself.com is free and there all the time. And if you have a health question, that's the free way to find information by going to this website. The other thing I would say is if you would like something that you can kind of tattoo on the back of your wrist, it would be this. Take enough C to be symptom-free, whatever the amount might be.
All right, Dr. Andrew Saul, I haven't had you on. I can't believe it. Where have you been? 21 years in media. I'm sorry we hadn't had you on sooner.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I hope we can talk again.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Super D, I asked this question, I think, in the AMA last night for our Patreon supporters, but I want to broaden it to everybody watching, listening to the show today. I got an invitation from Isaac Lindenberger. Remember we interviewed him? He was the brother of Ethan Lindenberger,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
He's kind of like the more libertarian family member who is like agnostic on the issue of vaccines.
Controversy, too.
Yeah.
Because initially, when his brother was, you know, the star poster child for the, you know, CDC.
Kids rebelling against their parents and listening to their dad and mom at the CDC.
Testimony before Congress and all this stuff. Kind of what they're doing with that Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
Same type of deal. So anyway, he came out and said, listen, I don't agree with my brother. People should have the right to choose and blah, blah, blah. And then it was like a few months later, he kind of like backtracked a little bit.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I now agree with my brother, and vaccines are awesome.
Okay, I'm going to go get some vaccines now, and look, it seems like I'm okay, so, you know, maybe I'm wrong.
So he basically reached out, and we interviewed him, and, you know, there was a lot of controversy about the whole family, was this staged, on and on, and I met the mother from another friend who knew her from high school. So anyway, we try to be intellectually honest about all that we do here. We're not, our agenda is freedom, fundamentally, it's freedom. So he invited me on. He's starting a new show or podcast where he's doing an interview of two opposing forces, so to speak. And his first one apparently had Paul Offit on and someone that was opposed to vaccination. Yeah, I don't know who she was. But anyway, he said he'd like me to be on that. And we don't know who he would put on opposite me because it'd be hard for me to be on with Paul Offit knowing what I know about that dude. It's hard, you know, I want to be reasonable with people, but if they're unreasonable, anyway, so I just put it out to y'all. What do you think? Should I pass on it? Should I go, all right, why not? I'm not worried about getting caught in gotcha moments. That's not it. It's just, would it serve to do something like that? Or would it be just a waste of my time? I want your perspective. Let us know. Let me know.
I'm going to let you just do whatever you want to do.
I know, Super D. You're laissez-faire, right? Anarchist. But I'm just asking, though. I want perspectives out there because I'm neutral on it. I'm like, I could do it fine. I could not do it fine. So, yeah. Anyway, I don't have a strong opinion one way or another.
Real quick, I wanted to make sure that we didn't miss what I think is a very important part of this last article that we were covering here. And this is about coronavirus anti-vaxxers being a huge threat.
Yeah.
At the very end of the article, which is usually where you find the best parts,
yes,
the conclusion they come to here is, if anti-vaccination propagandists achieve widespread community resistance to government power, there will be many more of them than our vaccine coverage goals can tolerate. This will likely result in more coercive policies from governments.
Well, they're itching for a fight, Super Don. Because, you know, the more they use coercive power of government to force us to do that which is violating our fundamental belief systems, our freedoms, our health, our life, they're itching for a fight. Not that we want to have to, but we're willing. There's a point where they push us against the proverbial wall, and yes, there's going to be some suffering. And it isn't going to be on the part of those who are supposedly the recipients of forced vaccination. It's those who are engaged in forcing those vaccines on people who don't want them. Finally, as restaurants open up again, I think we have one more story here, and then we got to drop our friends at UK Health Radio. If you're going out to restaurants and you're still afraid, you want social distancing, here's a idea table, a new kind of table for restaurants called bumper tables.
Brilliant.
Yes. For restaurants amid the virus, if you're afraid to get too close to one another, you can still eat at restaurants. They have wheels. You can walk around them. You just got to crawl under them. They're big, giant inner tubes with little tables that you're in. You wear the table like a skirt.
You know, I look at this and I go, "Well, this is ridiculous. What is that?" And then I'm kind of like, actually, you know, that might be kind of fun. I kind of want to get
I do it just for the fun of doing bumper tables. And, you know, people have food and drinks, and I'm like bumping their tables and everything's spilling and they can't eat their food. We'd make it a food fight, wouldn't we, Super D?
That could be fun. I could have a little bit of fun with that.
All right. With that, I have no agenda when we come back from this break. I know. Thanks for everybody at UK Health Radio for joining us. Thank you as well to Dr. Andrew Saul for being on for the first time. The vitamin, what are we calling that, masterclass coming up. Also, as I said, ongoing, do you have a video we can show where they are in the 5G EMF summit when we come back?
Sure.
Oh, you have it right there, yeah. So sure. They're talking about different events, different groups that are supportive of what we're doing here. So y'all check that out. If you haven't already signed up, you can probably participate live or later. But we're going to come back and answer any lingering questions or that we haven't seen today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So stick with us. Take a break. Come on back. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.